Our Gemara teaches us here in Masechta Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, regarding Torah, Shel Aron Adayim Munachu Kol Haroitz Likach Yovav Yikach. There's a tshuva, and the Shailos Tshuvas, Shoyle Meshev Kama, Chelik Aleph Simen Mem Dalet, where he discusses someone worked and wrote a sefer regarding a subject in Divrei Torah, and now somebody else also writes a subject in that writes a sefer regarding that subject, and the original person who wrote the first sefer, who was considered the expert in that field, is no longer considered that expert. So, can the first person who wrote a sefer have a claim on the second or other people who also become experts in that field? So he says, as we've been learning in our Gemara, the Torah is hefker. The Torah is available to everyone. And therefore, writing a sefer, even though now the original person will not anymore be considered the expert in that field, there's nothing wrong. Although, there is a tshuva, in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Ches, Simen Shin Yud Gimel, where somebody wrote a sefer, again, on a certain subject in Torah, and now a second person goes and writes a sefer, but it's quite obvious that although obviously the second sefer is not just a copy of the first sefer, but it's really completely based on what the first person wrote. And the question is, this person is complaining that he wrote the sefer, he put in a lot of effort, and now the second person really just took all of his effort and turned into a new sefer. And in fact, he quotes a machloikis of the Sma in the Shach in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Reish Tzad Beis, where the Sma says that a person is not allowed to copy from one sefer without permission from the first person. However, the Shach disagrees. He says, and again, it's our Gemara. By Divrei Torah, there is no such limitations. And therefore, he says, again, like the Shalomeshev, that certainly, if somebody becomes an expert in a field that someone else was an expert, that certainly not wrong. And then he goes on to say that if there's anything to gain from the second sefer that isn't in the first sefer, maybe the style of writing is easier, maybe the way it's organized is easier, he says is permitted, but he does say that if the second person who wrote the sefer, based on what he saw from the first sefer, does not quote that what he's saying he saw from the first sefer, that, he says, is a terrible sin. That is considered, he says, gnevas das. The Gemara continues in speaking about the Aron, and using the Aron as a model for a person who learns Torah. And the Gemara says, Mebayisim v'chutz tetzapena, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kol Talmud Chacham she'ein toichoi kabaroi, any Talmud Chacham, the inside is not like the outside, he's not sincere, he's not true, any Talmud Chacham. And it's a beautiful vart from the Sefer Einei Shmuel. He says that we know that the Shem Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And he says that it's very interesting. If we look at all of the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, they're very interesting. How is a Yud spelled? If somebody wanted to spell the letter Yud, it would be spelled Yud Vav Dalet. Vav and Dalet equal Yud Vav Dalet. Six, Vav is six, Dalet is four. 6 + 4 = 10. How is a hey spelled? Hey, hey. 5 = 5. How's a vav spelled? Vav, vav. 6 = 6. Just like when we look at the Shem Hashem, he explains, all of the letters are equal. Toichai kabaroi. Their value is how they're spelled. So too, a Talmud Chacham, who's supposed to have the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to be Toichai Kabari. And the Gemara goes on to say, Amar Rav Chibar Abba, Nemonihi Lohoid Blam Deha. The Gemara, in speaking about Divrei Torah, says, Nemonihi Lohoid Blam Deha. So says Rashi, the Torah itself says testimony, who actually fulfilled what it says in the Torah, and who didn't fulfill what it says in the Torah. So many Rishonim explain, the L'yoyim HaDin, after 120 years, a person has to go up to give Din V'cheshbon, and there will be testimony. The Torah will come and say testimony, who acted appropriately, who didn't. But there are those that explain, the Ritva explains, that somebody who learns Torah, as the Gemara says in Masechta Ma'id Katan, Chochmas B'chutz Toroina, Kol Oisik B'Toira M'mifnim Toirosai Machrezes Olam B'chutz. The Torah itself announces who a person is. And in fact, as the Divrei Shol says, the Mishnah says in Masechta Avos, Kol Aloi M'Toira L'Shma Zoich L'Dvarim Harbei V'Nikra Re'ya Ov. Somebody who learns Torah sincerely is a person who's loved and respected by everyone else. The Ben Yoyada says, the way we know if a person is indeed learning Torah properly is that if a person is learning Torah properly, he's zoichish lasukish shmaitz aliv de hilchasa. That when he passes the shaila, the halach is like he said. Just like we know throughout Shas, says the Ben Yoyada, the halach is always like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel we know throughout Shas what they represent. So too, and that's why the halach is always like Beis Hillel. So too, says the Ben Yoyada, anyone who learns Torah sincerely is zoich lasukis shmaitz aliv de hilchasa. But then the Paiskim used the next Gemara that we learn. The Gemara that describes the difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Meshuach Mechama, also to speak about Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara says, regarding the Kohen Gadol, that his son is Beidei Kodesh Shel Aaron Yi Labonov Achrov L'misha Baba Gdula Achrov. That by the Kohen Gadol, his son, if he's at all worthy, would be the Kohen Gadol's successor. Whereas, by the Meshuach Mechama, that isn't the halacha. The Meshuach Mechama, says the Gemara's son, doesn't succeed him. Explains the Ratvas, why is there a difference between the Meshuach Mechama and the Kohen Gadol? He says, the job of the Meshuach Mechama is to inspire the people as they go out to war. And since it's their job to inspire people as they go out to war, the Meshuach Mechama, we have to take the best candidate. And if it's not the son of the previous Meshuach Mechama, so it should be someone else. Whereas, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, that halacha doesn't apply. However, the Chasam Sofer, in a very famous tshuva, the Chasam Sofer, in Chelek Or Chaim, Simen Yud Beis, takes this a step further. And the Chasam Sofer says, there, that only in appointments that don't represent ruchnius is there a halacha that one's son should succeed him. That's why the halacha, he says, is that a king's son should succeed his father. But when it comes to any other position, even though he quotes the remark, and it's very worthy, I believe, to review this remark. It's a remark in Hilchis Melamdim, Yoyredeya, Simen Reish Mem Beis, Sifchof Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch. We begin. Echav Nei Chotzer, B'nei Movi. Somebody's living in a neighborhood. Shabikish Lassus Melamet Noikis. He wants to open up a yeshiva. Ein Shechen Ev Yechoyen Limchus B'yodai. Neighbors can't say we don't want a yeshiva. Because as we're learning in our Gemara, Klal Yisrael must have Torah. The came Melamet Tanoikis, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Shabach Haver Pasach Bayis Limit Tanoikis B'tzidai. Somebody has a yeshiva, and now somebody else opens another yeshiva right next to the first yeshiva. Kedei sheyavai lo tanoikis acherim, so he should have other children learning by him. Or kedei sheyavai tanoikis she'etel zeh lezeh. Or even if he's going to take away talmidim from the first yeshiva, says the Shulchan Aruch, ein limchus b'yodai. You can't stop him. Even though, as we know, in Chosh Mishpat, the halachas of hasagas gevul, moving into somebody's territory, when it comes to the very Torah, as our Gemara teaches us, these halachas don't apply. Shnemar, Hashem chafetz l'man tzidkoi, yagdol Torah v'yada. And continues the Ramah, Rav ha-yoshe b'ir v'loimid l'rabim, if you have a Rav sitting in the city and teaching people Torah, yochel hachem achel lova ulumay gan kimsham. Another person could start saying shurim. Afilim ha-kapeich tzas, Panosus Arishin, even if it affects the income of the first Rav, Kigoin Shakol Kiblu Arishin Aleim L'Rav, the first one was accepted to be the Rav in the city, V'notl Prasmehem, and he gets a salary, Afilach Yochel Hasheni Lov Lodo Shom, the second person can come live in that city, V'lachachzik Rabbonis B'chol Dovah Kam Arishin, he could become a Rav like the first one, Imugol V'roi L'kach, he has to be worthy. Avon B'chochem Achsnoi L'ir, but if somebody's not coming to move into the city, says the Ramah, he's just coming as a guest. Ein lo lekapech schar harav dorsham. He has no right to take away the panosor of the first rov. Last is chupas v'kedushin. Ulitel aschar b'mehem. They used to pay a rov to be masada kedushin. Hoyel v'pras harav dorsham. It belongs to the rov who lives in the community. Says the Ramah, avamut last is chupa. A person is allowed to be masada kedushin and get paid for it. As long as he gives over the salary to the Rav of the city. The king says, he could be a Rav to Paschal of the Torah. The Dilma Rav should be Eimah Mutzlehem. Maybe the Rav in the city is not somebody who's acceptable to them for the Torah. He has no right to Paschal and Shilas. Or lidrash linux rora ba'asri d'chavrei, or to try to take a position of authority without permission. Furthermore, says the Rav, the Ramah, mishuchsel rabbi ir, afilu hechzik ba'atmai be'ezes srora, a person who has a position of a Rav or any position of authority in a city, ein lo haridoi megadlosai, we shouldn't remove him from his position, even though another person has arrived who's greater than the first person. Furthermore, says the Ramah, says one's children and grandchildren come before others, as long as they are Yirei Shemayim Vehem Chacham Mitzas. However, says the Ramah, that when the Rav is hired, he's only hired on a contract for a certain amount of time, or sheminig lifcha v'mish yirtzu, or the minig is that it doesn't necessarily go to the Rav's children, harashus b'yodim. Avakol shekibla kol aleihem, v'kol shekinim osu b'tzoyin asrora, ein l'shungol b'oilim l'stara lov l'aridai. If a person was accepted for a position, no one should take it away from him. So the Chasam Sofer points out that it seems that the opinion of the Ramah is that it does, there is a concept of succession when it comes to Rabbanus. And it's interesting, if we look in that tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, the Chasam Sofer says clearly that he halachically does not agree with the Ramah. And at the end of the tshuva, he actually brings a very, very good raya. Raya from a medrash in Parshas Pinchas, where Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's about to leave the world, Yifkar Elokei Aruchas, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that his children should be his Yarshim and get his position. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, Loik Moshe Atasova, not like you think. Habisharscha Yeshua worked with you. For Harbi Chilik LaKovid, for Pirates as Machtzlois, Noit Zetaina Yoichel Piri. So, says the Chasam Sofer, if we analyze that dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly, says the Chasam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu would not have expected that his children should be his successors unless Moshe Rabbeinu knew that his children were worthy to be his successors. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Yeshua is a more worthy successor than anyone else. And therefore, since Yeshua is a more worthy successor than anyone else, you take the best candidate for the Rabbos. That's what the Chasam Sofer says at the last paragraph of the Tshuva. But it's interesting to point out, in the paragraph before, the Chasam Sofer says that even though it's clear that his opinion is that children don't necessarily succeed their parents, their fathers, when it comes to Rabbanus, if they are greater people, yet, says the Chasam Sofer, that if the children are worthy candidates, even if they're not maybe as great as others, but they themselves are worthy, so then, says the Chasam Sofer, they should get precedence over other candidates. And in fact, I saw in the Sefer Chashukei Chemet, where such a shaila came up to the Chafetz Chaim. There was a din Torah by the Chafetz Chaim, where in a city there was a Rav for many years, and the Rav passed away, and his son wanted to take over the position, and the members of the community felt that there was a greater individual to give the position to. And they came to the Chafetz Chaim for a din Torah, who should they appoint? So, the Chafetz Chaim says, the Rambam, in Perek Dalet of Hilchus Kli Migdash, Halacha Chaf, says, Kishyamas HaMelech HaKoyin Gadol, Oy Echad B'Sha'am HaMunim, Memidim Tachta B'Noy Oy Roy L'Yorshoy, we should appoint a son. He says, quoting our Gemara, to just like we find that when it came to the Meshuach Mechama, our Gemara is very clear in indicating that the Meshuach Mechama's son does not yashin his father. And as we quoted, says the Ratvaz, because Meshuach Mechama, we need the greatest individual to inspire the people as they go out to the war, says the Chafetz Chaim, that the Rabbonim nowadays are in the category of Meshuach Mechama. The Rabbonim have a very awesome responsibility to make sure that the Masorah of Klal Yisrael continue, to make sure that people learn Torah, to make sure that people follow the Dvar Hashem. And only a person who is, and only the greatest candidates can be worthy of such a position. So just like the Meshuach Mechama, they took the best person they could get, so too, said the Chafetz Chaim, we have to take for Rabbanus the best person that we have. Torah, Rabbonus is so critical that we have to take the best candidate.